This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The mark, if you will, or certainly that's what we attempt here on the DJV program. It's Monday, January the 6th, and we are sort of getting back to normal. When I say that, I think the universe has, for the last 3 weeks, been on mostly on hold when it comes to radio entertainment and things like that. But the world has not been on hold. There are a lot of people who are pretty upset about what's going on in the Middle East. I find it very interesting. The approach that some people take, America is always bad and the rest of the world is always good, which is never the case. Never the case that we are all good or all bad. Those of you who watched the Golden Globes last night probably heard three or four different people actually there were more than that. When you get right down to the conditions in Australia and criticism of how governments work and how people work and how companies work. There's an interesting mix. There's never really, the hardest thing is to find a world in which we can all kind of work together. I actually think we're headed in that direction in the next 3 or 4 years where people's ideas will change dramatically. And I will tell you, it's because of the way the stars are lining up. People say, what is he talking about, that nutcake? But the stars are lining up differently. Anybody who's had any astrological connection to a good astrologer, that's what they'll tell you. So we'll see how things shake out after the election. There is, between now and then, however, a bit of fear-mongering going on and war-mongering on both sides. It seems that there isn't a really strong support for what happened with the Soleimani killing and what he did beforehand. I think people have forgotten about that. I just find the whole thing, I think what was done was the right thing to do, but then does that leave us open for some other stuff? The Iranians, well, let's Victoria is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer's off today, back tomorrow. Kara's at the controls as usual. So let's start by just an overview, Victoria, if you want to give us an overview of the troops that are being sent over there. I don't think there are a lot of them. I don't know, a couple thousand. But we seem to be going back and forth. And I'm a critic of the military-industrial complex. So sometimes I feel like these events that take place are kind of jigged up, if you know what I mean. They're kind of it's a put-up job. And then you wonder about the terror attack on the base in Kenya and whether that was connected to all of this or not. Who the heck knows? There's so many crazy people around in the world, and why it is that this guy Suleiman was a bad dude, and he's been doing a lot of stuff that has been negative, not only toward America, but lots of other, his own people in Iran. That's the thing that I wonder about, is the criticism of us knocking him off when it wasn't really our business to get rid of him because of what he did with the 1,500 or so people in Iran, but just the general tone of what he has been doing. This is a bad dude. So anyway, what's the latest? What are you looking around get from the troops being moved or the aftermath of what happened at the airport in Baghdad?
Well, from what I've seen, the opinions of should we have killed him, should we not have, very divisive. we've also now have to deal with what's going on in Iraq. They voted unanimously, the parliament there, to boost all of the U.S. presence out of the country. So it's the whole thing. Just I don't know that we're going to see an immediate resolution to this. I don't know if I think we're probably going to have to kind of sit back and wait to see what this is actually going to do. Trump said this is going to prevent a war. Other people are saying that this is actually thrusting us into a war. I don't know that, I just don't think we're going to have answers yet.
There's lots of talk.
And it's a lot of conjecture. No one really knows what's going to happen yet. So, Iran now says that any part of the nuclear deal from 2015, they said they're completely abandoning that now. So there were a few guidelines
before.
Well, but there were a few things though that they had been inspected for and they were abiding by, and now they've just thrown it all out. So there's nothing, there's no part of that deal that's left. And a lot of people are wondering, where does that leave us in the States? Where does that leave the rest of the Middle East? Where does it leave our assets and our allies? We don't know the answers to that, and we're just kind of waiting and seeing. Sending 3,000 more troops to the Middle East, it seems like we're just going, we've got one oar in the water. That's kind of how I feel about all of it.
Well,
I just don't know that we're going anywhere in a good direction.
It doesn't, none of this stuff, and it goes, we can go back, but I've taken a new lease on life when it comes to the past. No matter whether it's my own personal life or whether it's the life of people that I care about or the life of the country, you can't change what's been done. You can criticize it, but to no avail, unless you learn from your mistakes, learn from things that have been done improperly or incorrectly or inappropriately, and then move on. I don't know whether we have learned our lessons, and when I say we, I mean a collective, not just of the United States, but of the imperial powers that have existed in the world since the 1400s, actually. Spain really got started it was Christopher Columbus that started the expansion, although before that, the Norsemen, there have been a lot of, there's been, I shouldn't say 1400, I mean, you go back almost to a recorded time, and there have been people trying to conquer other lands. The Romans certainly did that. It just, whatever there is in the human condition that makes some people so aggressive, so interested in power, so interested in control, and it continues today. So the aggression that has been part of our history, because we have been aggressive in certain circumstances, versus the stuff where we protected ourselves, i.e. World War II, it just becomes...
Yeah, I think my bigger concern is who our fight is with here. Is it with, the people in power in Iran, or is it with the people? And
no,
I mean, obviously it shouldn't be with the people, but right now we're, threatening to target cultural areas in Iran, which,
That's an act of war. Like, if Trump actually does that, he by law, by international law, he'd have to actually go to the international court and be tried for that as a war crime. I don't even know, and I know he doesn't even know that. Like, I'm at the point now with him, it's just one more misguided tweet after another, and it's just, he doesn't even know or care, maybe doesn't even care to know what actual international law is, what's right, what's wrong. The whole thing is just so frustrating, and trying to make it about the people by going after cultural sites, that's not about the government then. That's really making it a war against the Iranian people.
I think that's what worries me, is that to me, most Iranians, especially younger generations, are fairly progressive, and if you go in...
And they're very much, they like the United States.
Yeah, and if you go in, and now we've given the TSA permission to, basically put in a separate room and question any Iranians that they find to be suspicious. I'm not really sure what the definition behind that is.
Exactly.
But I think the thing that always worries me, we talk about not being able to change anything in the past, but what I've seen, I feel like, a lot in the past, is when you go into these places and... destroy different landmarks or do different things. I mean, what does that say to a younger generation about our country? I don't think
and
it really
our ideals
says
and morals.
I will tell you that
it just worries me about what those people then become as they become adults.
Worrying doesn't fix the problem. I understand how people would be concerned about it. I think that you would find that there's a deep seated interest and perhaps a better understanding of America on the part of the young Iranians than we think. This is stuff that has to do, the Iranians are pissed off at their leadership too because of what just happened. 1,500 people have been killed in demonstrations in Iran because they don't like what's going on. They don't like the face of their government. They don't like the tone of their government. So, I mean, does this tip the scales one way or another? Time will tell. But it's not like the people there are in the streets going, rah, 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 shish, kum, bah, let's go get the Americans.
Well, I mean, tens of thousands of people are in the street united over the killing of this guy. I don't really understand why people are united behind the killing of him.
And look at the age of them. Look at the age of the protesters. What I'm interested in, to a point, there are some individuals here that are getting a lot of ink because all the anti-Trumpsters always get lots of ink. I remember before Rose McGowan had a play in what was going on. She's an actress that had criticized the president before, and now she's on it again. Why is it that she gets ink? What is there about her position that's different than, let's say, half a dozen people that spoke last night at the Golden Globes?
I haven't even heard her name since the Me Too thing started, because she was the first one to go after Harvey Weinstein's whole thing. But I don't know. I don't know why she's. I have no idea.
Well,
I haven't seen her talk about Trump. I've only seen her talk about Harvey Weinstein.
The general tone of the general tone. She criticized the president over the threat of war, and she talked about preventing violence. That's the question. Why does she has she has been given a stage by the news media, and I don't understand, other than the fact that she sent a note to the leader of Iran, basically saying that she apologized for American efforts. Hold on just a second here. She apologized to the Iranian people for us killing this guy Suleiman. And that sort of is what started all of this stuff, I guess, going. She said the U.S. has disrespected your country, your flag, your people. 52% of us humbly apologize. I don't know what that means. We want peace with your nation.
52% don't like Trump.
Yeah, right.
His disapproval rating, so yeah.
Nothing new about that. Then 52% of us don't humbly apologize. That's not... Anyway, I just wonder how...
I think you're the only person who knows that she even did this. I saw nothing about her or anything. I don't know. You've given her more attention than anyone else has.
I don't know about that. I've seen her in three or four different... whether it's the Associated Press.
Look, Rose McGowan, she went through a horrible thing with Harvey Weinstein. Rose McGowan has serious emotional issues. They're well documented. She's been open and public about it. If this is her opinion, I'm sure a lot of people do agree with her. But other than that, why are we demonizing anybody for having opinions? You know, it just seems like if you're a celebrity, you're not allowed to have an opinion. But but people don't say about a plumber or a lawyer or a doctor. You know, no one says, you're a doctor, just go back to healing people, and you know you're not allowed to have a political opinion. But for whatever reason, that seems to be coming from the right. If you're a celebrity, you're not allowed to have a political opinion, and I don't understand what makes a celebrity any different than any other human.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, so why do they get more ink? And that would be, so maybe what the Associated Press should do is go interview some plumbers and see what they have to say.
That
would be very worthwhile. Yeah, maybe we should interview some plumbers. How about that? Let's go find some plumbers.
Well, my point is everyone's the same. Everyone is equal. Everyone has an opinion.
So why do they get more ink than somebody else? Yeah. All right. That's a worthwhile, valid point. Here's something else that's valid. Thinking about your weight loss program, thinking about your exercise program, are you still with it? Did you start at the beginning of the year and you're still in week two? Are you at it? Or you need a little help? Calitrin has been helping people lose weight for 25 years. It's all natural, drug-free, stimulant-free. I had an experience with some of these drugs, if you will, that are around helping people lose weight, and I didn't like the reaction that I saw. A lot of people don't, and they shouldn't, because it's not good for you. Losing weight, there's a science to it, and doing it the all-natural way is what I recommend. Check it out at Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV for a fabulous deal.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Music portion of this hour of the DJV program with Victoria and Kara and Doug and you and Pink and Keith Urban, who have each pledged $500,000 to fight Australia. There was a lot of conversation about that last night at the Golden Globes from the people who are stars from Australia and what was going on down there, these horrific brush fires. Matter of fact, Pink tweeted, quote, "I'm totally devastated watching what's happening in Australia right now with these horrific brush fires." 32 million Twitter followers read that. She said, quote, "I'm pledging a donation of $500,000 directly to the local fire services that are battling on the front lines. My heart goes out to our friends and family in Oz, Australia. The death toll in the wildfire crisis is up to 23 people, but thousands, maybe more than that, hundreds of thousands of animals have been killed in these wildfires. They have been going, actually, this is what, fourth month of this? Already burned 12 million acres, rather. Destroyed more than 1,500 homes. Keith Urban and his wife, Nicole Kidman, are giving $500,000 to support firefighters down there as well. They tweeted, quote, "Our family support, thoughts, and prayers are with everyone affected by the fires all over Australia. We're donating this money to the rural fire services who are all doing and giving so much right now." On Sunday at a pre-Golden Globe event, Nicole Kidman teared up while doing interviews. She told the press that she's just been notified that her Sydney home was on fire. I'd like to get that notice. It kind of reminds me of what you heard from all these people that were losing their homes in the fire in California.
Yeah, and to be able to do absolutely nothing about it.
Yeah.
And just know that you're losing everything in that house.
Yeah. Tough stuff. So that's that story related to the Golden Globes in a way from last night. Lady Antebellum up next now at 26 past the hour. The group has announced dates for an extensive headlining tour. It will start in May of this year. In November, the country trio Charles Kelly, Hillary Scott, and Dave Hayward, released their latest album called Ocean, provides the tour with its name.
Yep.
The Ocean 2020 tour. tour. We'll get started in May in Albuquerque, New Mexico on the 21st, and then it'll run through the remainder of the summer. 41 dates scheduled. The present supporting guests are Jake Owen and Maddie and Tay. They're on pretty much for the duration of the tour at the moment. Notable stops include the Hollywood Bowl here in Los Angeles, the Budweiser stage in Toronto, show at Nashville's Bridgestone Arena. That'll be in September. That'll close out that leg of the tour. There's a promotional video for the tour that shows Lady Antebellum, Owen, and Maddie and Tay convening at popular Nashville karaoke bar Santa's Pub with the bearded Santa attending bar in the background. Comes up with some ideas for a collaborative cover song. They take turns trying out a variety of popular hits like, what is that, Tub
Chumbawamba? Yeah, Tub Thumping. It was a big hit in the 90s. And and then Whitney Houston. It's a cute video. If you're a Lady Antebellum fan, yeah, or a Jake Owen fan or Maddie and Tay, it's a cute video. They're all doing karaoke.
Uh-huh. Asking for feedback from Santa, the bar owner growls in response, "Sure ain't country," when they read, go through some of the songs that aren't really country, but it's okay. Ocean is Lady Antebellum's seventh studio album, includes the lead single, "What If I Never Get Over You." I think we've talked about that before. Finished out the year by moving into country airplay's top five with a lot of momentum. Tickets to these shows, at least select shows on the tour, are going to be on sale the 24th of January. So there you go. Latest from Lady Antebellum here on the DJB program at 28 past the hour.
With the mariachi band at our favorite place.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal help.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a funeral for the nation's top general, Iranian leaders vow to take revenge for the U.S. airstrike that killed General Qasem Soleimani. That's Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Also at that funeral, an Iranian lawmaker put an $80 million price on President Trump's head. NATO ambassadors will meet in Brussels today to discuss the rising tensions in the Middle East. America has lost its first law enforcement officer in the line of duty this year with the Sunday morning shooting death of a 26-year-old cop in South Carolina. Authorities say a suspect's in jail for the killing of Officer Jackson Winkler during a traffic stop in Florence. Disgraced movie exec Harvey Weinstein going on trial today on 5 sex crimes charges. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
After the hour here, Monday, January the 6th is upon us on the DJV program around the country and around the world. A lot of great radio stations, and then you have the usual ways of getting us podcasts at djvshow.com, that sort of thing. And people here working, starting the new year, to be better, and I am pledging to be better myself. All of us have to be better. You want better, you got to do it yourself. Set the example. So, no raunchy jokes for me. At least not at the moment.
Yeah, anyway. You would never make a raunchy joke.
I don't know that I'd follow in that path. So, anyway, let's, Victoria, you've got a list of some of the winners from last night. So, let's go through what came out of all of this. Some of the, even the winners bothered me a little bit, some of them. The Joker, I don't know, the people see that as art. I find he's a very troubled guy, and it was pretty obvious when he took his acceptance speech. But that makes for good acting, actually. A lot of times good actors are a little crazy.
He's a great actor.
The role that he did the best in that I've ever seen him do was when he played Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
About 7-8 years ago. That was a fabulous story. I think Reese Witherspoon played the wife too, didn't she?
She won the Oscar for it. He did not, which I always thought he was robbed for that. I thought he should have won the Oscar for sure. She was good in it too, but you know, he really just was outstanding. But I think after after not winning the Oscar that year, he kind of went away for a while and then got a little strange.
So still a good actor. Very good actor. Is the Golden Globe Award ceremony a precursor for any of the others? When you look down the road for the Oscars?
Sometimes. Like last year, Rami Malek won for playing Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, and people were kind of, you know, but the running commentary at the time was, oh, well, he'll win the Golden Globe, but he's not going to win the Oscar because he didn't do his own singing in the movie and things like that. So now people are kind of watching Taron Egerton because he played Elton John and he did his own singing. And he won last night, so it'll be really interesting to see him, because now the Golden Globes separate the actor category. So you're in musical and comedy, and then you're also in drama, and so obviously the Oscars, they don't separate that. So it'll be interesting to see who, who's going to win in the drama category. Russell Crowe won for The Loudest Voice. That was an interesting kind of win. He was not there and, of course, mentioned climate change and fires and things like that in his acceptance speech. I thought it was interesting that Chernobyl won big. And I thought that was kind of interesting. That was a
very difficult show.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I've heard it's
I saw
very
a couple
tough.
Of episodes and didn't want to watch any more of it.
Yeah, a lot of nominations for that and a couple of wins. Michelle Williams won for Fosse Verdon, which I haven't seen yet, but I have friends who've seen it and they just loved it and thought she was amazing in it with Sam Rockwell. And that was a limited series for TV. And then in the and also Fleabag, that was kind of the big winner of the night too. That won Best Musical or Comedy, the TV series. Phoebe Waller-Bridge won for Best Actress in a Comedy, and so people are kind of. I think everyone's caught on to that show now, and I haven't seen it yet, but now I have to add.
Which
it to
show
my
is that?
Fleabag. That one.
I've seen a couple of episodes on the plane. It's her. Talk about raunchy. It's pretty raunchy in a different way, but as she said when she did the acceptance speech, they have allowed her to say what a lot of people are thinking and want to say, but haven't been able to this point, at least in terms of the quote-unquote art of it all.
Yeah.
But she's pretty saucy.
She's also the writer and creator of it, so she's she's really responsible for all of it. On the movie side, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood won Best Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy. Best Drama, it went to 1917. So, once again, those two will be up against each other when it comes, you know, for Oscar time.
Yeah.
And Best Screenplay also went to Once Upon a Time for Quentin Tarantino wrote it. Best Original Song, this was kind of a surprise. I think most people probably thought it would go to Beautiful Ghosts from Cats or something from Frozen, but I'm Gonna Love Me Again from Rocketman. That won Best Song, and that was Elton singing with Taron Egerton, so they both took home a trophy for that. And Best Original Score...
You see Elton John with Bernie Taupin on stage?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that
very
was pretty
cute.
Warm.
Yeah,
it was nice. It was a good.
That was a really. I don't think I've ever seen Bernie even interviewed. I know the name and I've seen him, but I've never seen him talk. So it was kind of interesting to have the two of them up there together. It was sweet.
Good moment. Yeah.
Yep. And then another winner for Once Upon a Time was Brad Pitt. He won for Best Supporting Actor in that movie. And, of course, he thanked Leonardo DiCaprio there in that together. And kind of a surprise win for Laura Dern for the movie Marriage Story. She won Best Supporting Actress in a motion picture.
She's a little woman.
She is,
And
Big Little Lies. She's been in a lot of big stuff lately. So, Marriage Story is the stars Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson, and that's gotten so much buzz, but it just looks so depressing. It's basically about a marriage that ends, and Laura Dern is
Show Divorce that's on one of the,
I
don't know if it's on a cable channel or one of the Netflix kind
That's HBO, that was Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, very depressing.
And then Taron Egerton won for Rocket Man for Best Actor, Musical Comedy. I think a lot of people thought that that was going to go to Daniel Craig for Knives mm-hmm. Out. So that was kind of an interesting thing for him. And then Best Actor in a Drama went to Joaquin Phoenix, as you mentioned, for Joker. And Best Actress went to Renee Zellweger for Judy. And that really surprised people because she was up against Cynthia Erivo, who plays Harriet Tubman, Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story, Saoirse Ronan for Little Women, and Charlize Theron for Bombshell. I think everybody kind of thought that it was going to be a night for Bombshell, and it didn't really take home anything. So it's kind of, you know, as the award season kicks off and the SAG Awards, I think, are next, then the Oscars. So it'll be interesting to see where everybody votes. But I didn't see Bombshell, but I've heard
four
good
shows.
Things.
There was five. The Emmys.
The Emmys were last September, so the Emmys are in the fall.
Right. Okay. So, but there's one other award show beside the one you mentioned. The ones you mentioned,
it's
I think.
Golden Globes, it's the SAG Awards.
Yeah. Oscars.
Screen. No, there's.
Yeah.
I think it's, those are the three
right,
big ones. Yeah, but then there might be one more. I don't know. I think those are just the three big ones that you know all happen around now. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see because I think there are a lot of good movies and a lot of good projects out there right now that, especially good roles for women. And so we'll see how it works out. But big night for Laura Dern and for Renee Zellweger for sure. I know you saw Judy, and people were really raving about her performance in that.
I guess we'll never know.
What happened?
He just went away for a little while. So you can wrap up your review, and then we'll take a commercial break.
Oh, okay. Are we still live? I didn't know what's going on.
We sure are.
Oh, all
right. Went away for a little while.
All right. So Doug's connection. Hey, we got to love technology. All right. We'll be right back. It's the DJV show.
The Geek Out.
It's time for the 2020 Consumer Electronics Show, and this year out in Vegas, LG, famous for their wide range of appliances, will show off what appears to be another refrigerator or wine cooler, but it's not. Nope, it's the company's attempt at indoor gardening. Using a controlled mix of light, water, and temperature, the indoor gardening appliance can grow up to 24 seed packs for greens like romaine, arugula, and different herbs. Kind of like a coffee pod, users buy seed pack from LG made specifically for the unit, and we're told it can grow enough produce to feed a family of four. We've posted some previews of LG's new indoor vegetable cultivator on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlic. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlic tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlic.
Garlic, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
44 at the hour here on the DJV program. Following head-to-head testing on the new cars and trucks and minivans and SUVs, Kelley Blue Book's expert editors have announced the Best Buy Award winners. The award honors the top new model vehicles, the new model year vehicles available here in our market in 16 major categories. I think this is always interesting. We all love talking about cars. I love to talk about cars. I'm selling a car that I have had for a year or so. I don't keep them very long, and I'm looking at some new things. So let's get the scoop. Mike Amuzio is the managing editor at Kelley Blue Book with the facts behind the story. Hi, Micah. Nice to have you here.
I like that I'm talking to some real car people. I got to ask real quick, what are you selling?
An LR4.
Oh, whoa, okay. If we have time at the end, I'll ask you some questions. But, that's interesting. Yeah, we put together this list of Best Buy vehicles every single year because, as a frequent car buyer, you know, there are a lot of vehicles to choose from. And if you haven't purchased a car in, let's say, the last 5 years, just getting your head around what the marketplace looks like can be a baffling ordeal.
Well, that was sort of one of the reasons I was eager to have you on because for me, when I look around at the SUVs, because I haven't driven a car for ages, I've stuck to Range Rover products since 1994, pretty much. And I look around at the new Ford Explorer or Expedition or whatever they call it. It looks like a Range Rover to me. And because of that, I look at the Audi and then I look at some of the others. They're all the same. They all look the same. And isn't it true that in today's marketplace, you can't really sell a bad car because the buyer's too smart? Is that true or not, do you think?
I mean, there was a time back not too long ago when we were younger people that you could buy a car that was just plain bad. That's hard to do these days. So right. The differentiating features oftentimes are the features themselves, general usability, and to your point, style. So you've given me a perfect segue like a true radio master because I'm in the studio with our best new model of 2020, which is the Kia Telluride. Have you seen the Kia Telluride?
I have not, no. I'm eager, though, to hear about it.
This is why we do the list. This is perfect. Okay, so you love Range Rovers. I have a really good alternative for you if you want to get out of a Range Rover into something that has, a similarly appealing aesthetic, but at a very reasonable price. The Kia Telluride is a three-row SUV, so it seats up to 8 people. It's priced very reasonably, so right around $33,000 is the base price, which in the new vehicle SUV space is very reasonable. But for that price, you get a ton of value. You could buy the cheapest Telluride and be very happy with it because it includes things like keyless access with push-button start, so you never have to reach into your pocket to unlock the vehicle, full-speed dynamic cruise control where it'll automatically keep pace with the vehicle ahead, and a feature that I really love, I have a 4-year-old daughter who's very independent and likes to climb into vehicles all by herself. The second-row seat releases are just push-buttons, so you just push them, they slide out of the way, and so even at, like, tiny little daughters, you can push that button and climb right into the third row. It's super easy, but you got to see what this thing looks like. If you head over to KBB.com, you can see some pictures of the Kia Telluride. I think you'd love it.
You know, one of the things.
Warning.
warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Time at 53 after the hour for this Monday, the 6th of January. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan to go through a couple of items of interest. The passport, the mobile passport, which lets you renew your passport in 24 hours. This will be interesting because I have to renew my passport this year. How does this work, Victoria?
Well, it's renewing your passport obviously isn't the hardest process in the world. It's just no fun, and no one ever enjoys doing it. So typically the steps involve making sure that you've got at least 6 months before your passport expires, because most countries won't let you travel to or then back into the U.S. unless you've got at least 6 months left on your passport. So that's one thing that most people don't really, they forget about until maybe sometimes it's too late, and they get to the airport and they think they're fine, but, you know, make sure you've got 6 months left. If you're going to travel outside of the country, you've also got to fill out all the proper paperwork. You have to get a new photo, mail it in, and all this other stuff. And it generally takes about 8 weeks. If you are a procrastinator, and you just like to get stuff done at the last minute, Mobile Passport is an app that has added a new feature that lets you renew your passport within 24 hours. It's this app is already very popular with amongst travelers. It launched in 2014, and it lets users fill out all their passport and declaration information and submit it in advance of returning to the U.S. So you basically skip the paperwork and the long lines and the interviews at Customs Immigration. A lot of people say that this is actually even better than Global Entry, and because people, you know, the Global Entry program, it's sort of like the TSA pre-check, but it's on a on an international level, and a lot of people complain that it doesn't really save you any time. So Mobile Passport actually gets big kudos for that. A lot of people love using it. So now Mobile Passport, the Passport has announced that the new renewing capability is in with a partnership called Rush My Passport, and that's a website that's sole purpose is shortening the process of obtaining your renewal. And so Mobile Passport, Passport sends you a notification 6 months before your passport expires, which is important to know, and then it will give you step-by-step instructions on how to renew it. And the price, actually, the standard government fee is $170. It gets higher as you, you know, need less and less time for a turnaround. So it's basically the same price, but you can use Rush My Passport and have everything done for you. Now, you still have to physically mail in the application and the photo, but that's really all you have to do. And it makes it so much easier than doing it the traditional route. So Mobile Passport for the new year, this is a lot of tech writers are already talking about this. It will probably end up being one of the most popular travel apps for the whole year.
Yeah. All right. So there it is. Pretty easy. Sounds like a good way of doing things. Let's go behind the scenes now to the massive sort of mind-boggling 2020 Consumer Electronics Show known as CES this week. It starts in Las Vegas, and my pal Holland Cook is there.
This week, nearly 200,000 of us will be swarming the sprawling Las Vegas Convention Center and exhibit halls up and down the strip to see what's new and what's next. Every year, there's some breakthrough product. Back in 1970, it was the VCR. 4 years later, there were oohs and ahs for laser discs. Remember them? Like CDs and DVDs, they're cocktail coasters now that we stream our audio and video. Back to the future. After ducking drones here for the last several years, we will see Hyundai launch, literally, its urban air mobility division. They will demonstrate what they call a personal air vehicle. The flying car. Among big name keynoters this week, Ivanka Trump, who will talk about the future of work, which technology has already changed, as your Uber driver will explain. Reporting all week from CES 2020 in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook.
All right, let's get to what the IRS is doing to TurboTax, or with TurboTax, as people start preparing their income taxes for last year. What's the scoop on TurboTax?
Well, last year, a report showed that Intuit, which is the company that owns TurboTax, they were misleading users into paying to file their taxes, even though most of those people were in the category where it should have been free. And I think this even happened to Kara, too. That, along with H&R Block, they did the same thing. They made it hard for users to find the free version online. Then they misdirected people. In some cases, you couldn't even Google it to find the free, how to file free. In the free file program, which is an IRS program. And so now the IRS is stepping up, making their own version of filing software. So this year, you can skip TurboTax and H&R Block, go right to IRS, and you'll be able to file free right there.
How about them apples, boys and girls? Get your money back if you've kicked it in. That's the report. Thank you, Victoria. Doug Steffen here at 59 After on the DJ.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just
skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.